Welcome back to a brand new Creative Encounter podcast episode. I'm your host, Juette Z. Payne, and you are back for episode 59 of this podcast. Welcome back. And if this is your first time, please go ahead and subscribe and hit the bell. You don't want to miss any episodes as we drop a brand new podcast episode every single week. If you're listening on your drive right now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all of those platforms, I would love for you to leave us a review and a rating so that we can rank up and reach so many more Kingdom creatives through this podcast. Also, lastly, before we get into this episode, we are a nonprofit through ACT International. So Creative Encounter is a component under Juette Z. Payne Music, my ministry as an artist, and we are a nonprofit. So I would love for you to join and partner with us, become a monthly financial partner. All of those details are in the link below. But without further ado, I have talked to you guys and told you that eventually I would do an episode like this where I show you how I put my podcast together, give you the ins and outs, top to bottom, show you how I do it, show you the studio, everything, so that this year you guys can launch out. Because I know some of you guys are interested in creating your own podcast, and we've talked about it. I've been getting text messages and notes and memos and all of that stuff, and you guys have been reaching out and asking about this specific topic. So I'm going to do that today. Go ahead and break that fourth wall so that you guys can see what's going on behind the scenes. Hopefully this leads you to create your own. So I'm excited for that. So we're going to just dive right into it. Let's go. All right, family. So this is the view that you typically see when you watch Creative Encounter. But we're going to lift this camera up and show you guys the whole studio, okay? So this is the angle from this side. But if you flip it around, this is an actual fully functioning recording studio. Okay, this is where all of the music is made, where all the creative juices flow. This is where we were. We actually bought this house, told my wife, yo, you can do whatever you want with this house, but I need a space where I can create. Okay, so this is where we're at. Got that motivation over there, right there. You see little Kobe, got the shoes, got the Mamba mentality. If you didn't see that episode, it was last week. Y'all up over there. There we go. You know? So yeah, so all of that's over there and everything. But this is pretty much the setup that I use. So what I'm using right now, I just took it off of this stand here. This is a Coleman stand. Got this off of Amazon. Just a strong tripod there using that. And it's holding the Sony A7 III camera. So this is the side angle camera. So whenever we have guests and we get those double shots, the guests will typically sit over here on the right from the view, and I sit here over here on the left, and we're using these Sony A7 III cameras to record everything. So that's how that goes. Right over here, okay, we got these lights, got the studio lights here, and studio light here. Just kind of have it up at like a, you know, my height, you know, kind of at my height here, and not too bright because you don't want it to be too washed out, but we kind of lower it, has like the two gauges on the back. Got these off of Amazon as well. I think these are Neewer lights, N-E-E-W-E-R lights. So just got a couple of those. One is angled towards, you know, that seat. The other is angled toward the other. Just have that nice balance of light. And that's how that works with that. Now, if you look here, yeah, I kind of use Neewer as the brand of choice for a lot of the stuff I do. It's pretty cool. Just a nice good product, not too expensive. But pretty much what I have going on here is I have this timer on this phone because Sony cameras, they turn off after every 30 minutes, probably just to not overheat or whatever, you know, things like that. So I just had a little timer on here so that while we're recording, when this beeps, I know that the camera stopped. You know, that means that the camera stopped and I have to get up, press record again, and then when I edit the video, I just kind of put it all together. So just had a little set, a little timer like that. They come over here to this table. You know, wifey helped to hook all of this up. All of this up. So this table right here, for example, we got this. Oh, I can't remember if this was Amazon as well. You know, Jeff Bezos, he getting all the cheese. But, you know, pretty much I don't know if this was Amazon. I believe it was. But she found this dope table because I needed something where I know I wanted a round table. Just because the logo, the Creative Encounter logo, you know, has that circle, the ring right there. And I'm going to get over here to all of that stuff in a second. But yeah, I want a circle table, but I also want something that can collapse, because if it can collapse, I can continue to do the work here in the studio that won't, you know, be disrupted or taking up too much space. Like, for example, right after this, I'm about to shoot for my business, Starving Artist Courses. So I got this futon over here. I shoot my lessons. I set these two cameras right here by the drum set, shift some of this stuff over, set the camera up, and right here, I'll sit here and teach guitar lessons, voice lessons, piano, bass, etc., etc. And then when I want to flip that around, I'll switch the lights, you know, in appropriate spots, set up the mics on the drum set, you know, and teach a drum lesson from this side. So, you know, the whole set, this whole studio has been phenomenal, been such a blessing. So that's how that works. So I needed something to collapse. So she got me this table. Wifey is the bomb. Got these chairs too. She found these chairs. Pretty much this whole setup. We set this up. I know I wanted to get two windows back there, covered that up. So just make sure whatever you set up for your podcast, make sure you have a theme. It doesn't have to have, like, you know, all of this stuff per se, but just make sure that you have a theme that's consistent in every episode, okay? So it's funny because she actually bought this. She actually bought this for herself, this artificial plant here. And yeah, just kind of brought it down for an episode, and we've kept it there in that spot. You know, I bought these lights from Walmart. Now this logo here, what did I do with this? Okay, so that's a ring light that has, like, different colors and stuff. And it was perfect because they had the blue, which is actually my logo color. So I loved it. So we got that, and then I got this printed and purchased like a 10-inch circle type of clear kind of clear type of thing to adhere to. It's just like a clear thing, a vinyl or whatever you'll call it. So anyway, I stuck the sticker to it, the Creative Encounter sticker to it, then adhered that to the ring light, and now it glows. But that, you know, if I came up here, you can kind of see it's just like, this thing is attached to it. You know, just got some balloon glue, which is super dope. Got that on there, and it is solid. And you know me, I'm all about words and motivation. So this says dream. Love that. Got the two lights off to the side. And yeah, just pretty much got the nice little vibe right there. So when you watch it, it just has a nice little background. Got the two mics on both sides and all of that. So I believe that's everything. Oh, wait, no, the mics, bruh. Let's talk about these mics real quick. So, I got the Shure mics. I believe each one was maybe around like $250 each. There were some that were more expensive. Did, like, just watched a YouTube video to try to check the difference between the two. There wasn't much of a difference. Like, they sounded the same. So I'm like, I'm not about to spend an extra $200-$300. These mics are totally fine. It's not even that fine, they're fantastic. You know, these mics are fantastic, so they do the job. But you guys know me. If you know me, you know me, and you know that I'm not like, you have to get the most expensive stuff to make something go. Whatever you have, make it happen, and you can build from there, because you want quality to increase if you can, of course, right? But you just want to build from there. So I would even start with, you know, I used to use this this blue Yeti mic. This was a mic that I used to use. Even outside of that, if you have like an iPhone, Android, whatever, and you have like a clip-on mic that you can clip onto, you know, your shirt or something. Like right now, I'm using the Rode mic. Let me go ahead and show you. So this is what I'm using right now as I'm talking. This is cool. And then it's attached to the camera that I'm holding. Okay, so you're hearing the audio clearly, perfectly, and all of that. But when I shoot my episodes, you know, I use these. I just kind of have this up right now because I'm talking to y'all. So let me pull it back. There we go. So yeah, so I got the Rode mic, and that's what I'm using right now. So even if you had these little things clipped on, I believe this was $200, and it comes with this one and the one I have on, and then the receiver that's attached to the camera. Okay. So yeah, so again, you can do your episodes. Like again, I got this stand and this iPhone on top of it. You guys can literally bust out your iPhone. Lift this up a little bit, turn that. Go ahead and get your iPhone, set it up horizontally, and go ahead and record, you know? But yeah, I would just use this, do your episodes. You can use the audio straight from there, but if you can link and connect something into, you know, the jack to get audio that's closer to your voice, that would be ideal. So you want to make, it's all about audio. All these podcasts, you want great audio, you want to clear out the sound, all of that good stuff, okay? So, I believe that's everything with the gear. Again, if you don't have like the Sony A3s or any type of Canon, Nikon, you know, Blackmagic, whatever kind of cameras you want to use, just start with your phone. If you can get a little mic, a clip-on mic or something, use that. and everything like that. So I would love for you to do that to get it going. All right, so next, before I actually get into the computer, I want to mention here that I am using this audio interface here. It is the Sapphire Pro 40 by Focusrite. And right now you just see channel one and channel two. There we go. Channel one and channel two, I have those going through there. And then down here by my guitar, this guitar out the way. I got my snake down there, I got my batteries charging for the cameras. Got the Stage Master down there, and those two XLR cables are what's being routed to these microphones. So these microphones are being plugged into those two channels, and then they are being recorded into Pro Tools. So as you can see here, I am recording right here. It says Duet, episode 59. I put them all in order based off of who our interview. I delete the previous ones. After 50, I just kind of delete it, but I haven't cleaned this up quite yet since then. But for example, episode 51, it was me and Ariel. So I'll just put 51, Ariel, and you see both microphones. This is my input one, input two. Both of them are being recorded at the same time. So when I export this, I click on both. Depending on which DAW you're using. You know what, right now, let me stop this recording. Let me stop that from recording in Pro Tools. There we go. Cool. So this is episode 59. This right here is what's going to be used here on the front end and the back end. I already recorded that, and I'm going to tack those on to this video. So I'll just use this one for example. If I wanted to go ahead, let me get all that. That's nothingness. Let me zoom in here. So this is this episode's audio. So I would just highlight it, go to File. Click on, Bounce Mix. And I put it as CEP, Creative Encounter Podcast, episode 59, actually. 59, we're going to make this a WAV file, and we're going to bounce it to the bounce files for this specific session. Okay, and that's how that works. That's fairly short. This is rendering pretty quickly. All right, so now that that's done, I would actually go down here. These are all my apps, and I will go to Final Cut Pro. Okay, so I use Final Cut Pro. Some people use Premiere. You know, use whatever works for you to edit your video. But let me open up this side. And I keep Creative Encounter Podcast under Duet Z Payne Music, as this is all a part of my ministry as an artist. So that's loading. Boom. So I got Creative Encounter. This one is back when we did in-person sessions, but we got the podcast here. So I'm opening that event. These are all the episodes. The last one was 58, where I was talking about my boy Kobe and Black Mamba and the Mamba mentality. So we're going to go ahead and open up episode 58. There we go. You can see this here. Okay, cool. So pretty much since I do the audio in Pro Tools, afterwards I have to drag it in. You see down here, I drag in the audio and I line it up with the audio that's recording from the camera. So if I were to pull this up, this is the audio from the camera. Zoom in a bit, and I can just kind of see from these sound waves and everything where it lines up. And you got to drag it and make sure it's perfectly lined up so it matches your mouth in the video. Okay, but if you're using something like this Rode mic, which is recording directly to the camera that I'm using at this moment, then it's just going to be synced right with the audio. Okay, so that's another option too. I like to use a podcast mic, nice effect, nice mix, nice sound in Pro Tools and all of that. You get different options. At the end of the day, you'll just do minor adjustments to the audio if you need to. Like for example, if I were to open this side, now since I already edit this in Pro Tools, I don't need to do anything. I already do like a EQ, if I go back to Pro Tools, I do a EQ. And I just use the stock plugins. This is for my podcast. I don't need anything epic or insane for this. The audio sounds fantastic to me. So again, I use an EQ. I do some EQ stuff here. Then I get the compression right where I need it. And then I just export it. So yeah, so when I go into Final Cut, I don't have to do too much. But let's say you didn't do that. You would go into Final Cut. And then you would click on, you'll click on this one. You'll go down to audio. Okay, and you go to EQ. And you just drag a channel EQ on here, boom. And then you go levels, go to compressor. Just EQ and compressor is something you'll need. There's some noise in the background, like I got all these kids running around. You can change the noise isolation, or voice isolation, they changed it now. It used to say noise reduction, I think. Voice isolation, you can raise that up, raise up or down, wherever you need it. Never go past 50, I'm just gonna straight up tell you, it just starts sounding distorted and ridiculous. And you really don't need that much. I mean, relatively, depending on how your space is. But, you know, try to keep it as low as possible. Take a gauge and try to figure it out. But with that EQ I just put on, you want to click on there. You can do whatever adjustments you know you need to. You know, typically we're going to drop this, actually. Get some of that low end out. Get some of that low end out, possibly. You know, find those sweet spots, whatever. Nope, click on this one. There we go. Find whatever sweet spots are in your voice. Get it tight. They also have some default stuff here. You go to voice. And, you know, just play with these first. If any of them sound good, just go with it. You know, you want to be able to do low input to maximize your output. No need to take forever on this. But if you do take forever on the first one and your setting and your room setting are the same, typically whatever you use can be copy and pasted if your environment doesn't change. So keep that in mind. Okay? So that's that. And then you got compression. Same thing, it has some settings, voice. Find if any of these work for you, or you can go in and do it all yourself. Have you undo it if you are someone who knows how to do this. So that's pretty much that. And yeah, so you line it up and then episode plays. You know, I created my graphic and design for the intro here. Yeah, so as you guys see in every episode, we got this. And all I did here was put on one of the transitions. You have a transition on here called static. Let me see, go down to the S's. Yeah, there it is, static. So static's pretty dope. I loved it. So I just put static on here. I love, you know, hip-hop music and lo-fi. So the sounds that I use, I have an Adobe Stock membership. There's a few other ones, Bend Sound. There's some other ones we used in the past. But you can do that. Then here's my logo. Then you go straight into it. I say welcome. Now when I do my welcome, this is the same track, but I lower it here because now I'm talking, so I don't want the volume to still be super, super loud. And then I zoom out, you can see I faded out to where now I'm deep into conversation about the show, right? Up here, I put a little bug here with my name, Jesse Payne, however many seconds you want it to be, 7 seconds for me, and then it fades out. And you just keep talking. But this one I had Sarah Baker, a phenomenal dancer here. She was killing it. But when it switches to her, then her name pops up there. You know, and I do it where when they say hi and all of that, you know, pretty nice. And as you can see here, you see that's grayed out. If I brought it back, she's back. That's that second angle camera I showed you earlier. But yeah, but I can gray that out. And based off of when are some sweet spots to just kind of jump to them talking. And then it goes back. You see a lot of that happens depending on our conversation. As I zoom out, that's all that happened. And then here I show some clips from the performance she did. Sat in a boat, came back in. Right here, ended the episode. And I say, we say bye. You see me with the peace and her with the queen wave going there. And then it goes to the static and then bam, and then out. Okay? So that is how that works. And the music kind of fades back in too. Yep. And that's pretty much that. And then when you want to export, again, I'm using Final Cut Pro. You figure out whatever system you're using, how to export and all of that stuff. Okay. But for now, Final Cut Pro, you go up here, export file. Mm-hmm. Make sure your settings match. So I record in 4K, 23.98 frames per second. And then I title it just simply in here, episode 56, I go to my settings, I gotta make sure, like resolution, 4K will be 3840 by 2160, okay? It significantly raises up the gig, so make sure you have some space that you can use. I use these G-RAIDs here for my storage space, okay? So all my episodes, all my music, you know, whatever I'm using, anything saving up a bunch of space, like we do a bunch of videos for clients and stuff, I use the G-RAID. These are 12 terabytes. You can get different ones, 6 terabytes, 12, 16, 20, whatever. But yeah, you see I bought two, so I probably should get something else next time that's a little bit more, because this isn't necessarily working. But yeah, I got two of these bad boys, and they are fantastic. You know, I'll be filling them up fast, is what I'm saying, but they're great. So yeah, so once you do that, you're going to go ahead and export where you need it, and it's just going to go to wherever, you know, wherever my stuff is at. And that is it. So that's how that works. And we are done with the Final Cut Pro. All right. So now we are on YouTube. I don't know if you are doing a video podcast per se, or just an audio one. I'm assuming a video one. If you know, you're watching this video right now as I'm walking through, how to do it as a video. But yeah, if you're gonna do it as a video, definitely go ahead and take advantage of YouTube, of course, and log into your account, click on create, and then you are going to go in here and drag in and drop, or go and select the file of the exported podcast. So as you can see here, here are my episodes over time, okay? And it has been great. We are almost about to hit episode 60, y'all. Crazy. Next week will be episode 60. Can't believe it. But yeah, so if you go to my last one, you know, I put my title in here. Thumbnail. All I do is I just do a screenshot from the Final Cut Pro. I do a screenshot from that. And then I go into Illustrator and I put a little title on there, a short little title, just to kind of grab people's interest and all of that. And then I just get my description in here going. I make sure to keep some of the stuff the same. Like I wrap it up. Let me see. I wrap it up down here. Listen to the podcast, tell you different places. You'll be able to click them and go there. Partner with my ministry, ACT International, Giving Fuel, Juetsy Pay Music, a few hashtags, etc. Playlist. The only playlist I have, I'm not seeing it in here, but the only playlist that I have is interviews. This one's not in a playlist. It's just me talking on this one. But when I have people over, I just put in interviews. That's pretty much it. Then we do Show More. No, it's not made for kids. When you do Show More, you know, go ahead and use all your tags. Fill that up. Make sure you use up. You get 500 characters, so use up your tags. That is very important. All of this stuff fill out as you see, you know, see fit for you. Some videos you may want to, let me see, it would be editor, maybe editor. Let's try that. Okay, yeah, like end screen, info card, all of that stuff. Your end screen is like where it pops up to show like other videos that you may want to put on there. Let me click on edit. Yeah, so I got like the previous two videos on there. And then when you click here, that helps you to subscribe. Yeah, so that popped up. There we go. So yeah, the two previous videos I'll kind of put on there to, you know, prompt you to go and watch the previous ones. So let me go back. Info card, sometimes they'll be in there. If I say, mention something like, yo, I talked about this in that previous episode, then it'll pop up in the, you know, top right corner of the YouTube video like they do. And I think that's it for here. So now I'm going to go to a website, and it's called Buzzsprout. This is the one that I use to distribute my podcast, okay? So you go on here, they have different options. I just did the one, like for me, your allowance renews in one day, cool. Upgrade to get more time, pay $3 more for additional hours. I know each one of my episodes, like this was a long one, an hour and 2 minutes. I mean, I was just talking about Kobe and I was reviewing a book and it was a bunch of pages, obviously. So I'm just going through the whole thing and I was talking about my guy. So this is pretty long. You see, on average, I do 30, 35 minutes. So, but yeah, but pretty much I have X amount of hours each month, depending on which subscription I purchase, okay? And for me, I can't remember if I have like 6 hours or something, which is enough. I do one episode a week. I never go over more than an hour. So that's about 4 hours. So the 6 hour plan is perfect, but you can always upgrade to what works for you. But Buzzsprout is dope because it distributes it out. Let's see. Directories. Let me try this. Yeah, here we go. It distributes it out to different platforms. So you got iHeart, Spotify, Apple, just all of these. It sends it out to all of these platforms here. Okay. So these are great. You go and do that. And then for Spotify though, I don't do it through Buzzsprout. I actually do it through Spotify. They have their own podcaster website. Yeah, so Spotify for podcasters. Okay, so that's that. So when you go in here, and say I go home. Let's see. Maybe it's episodes I want to see. Okay, cool. So I guess it was episodes. So yeah, you could just drop them on here. Let me do this one for example. I'm trying to show you guys. Here we go. Yes, details. So same thing. I just copy and paste my title and episode descriptions. I do all of that. Copy and paste it. And right here is where you can, what's cool about Spotify is they show a video too. So if you're in a Spotify app open, you're actually watching the podcast. So they snapped. I love that they added that feature in. This is so cool. I love it. So yeah, so you can just listen on Spotify, but you can also watch it as a video. So I drag the video in here and it plays through. So I'm gonna clip here. Yeah, that's that. That's how that works with that. So this is pretty cool. I absolutely love it. And yeah, guys, so these are the platforms. So again, Buzzsprout, Spotify, YouTube, all of that stuff. You drag it on, you finish the video, get your stuff popping and uploaded and everything. And you want to find yourself a consistent schedule. So again, I drop an episode every week. This one was a little bit more spread out between here and here. Granted, it was Christmas time. Took a little break that week of Christmas. But drop this one on a Friday. Find which day works for you. My days for dropping have been Mondays. This new year, 2024, I'm dropping on Tuesday. So that's my plan. Every week on a Tuesday to drop an episode. So that's why you see January 2nd here. And today's episode is, you know, going to be on a Tuesday as well. So that's that. And you find your consistent rhythm. Because think of like TV shows that we watch. You want to be able to have a specific time that everyone knows that they can trust you and wait for your episode to drop and they're waiting for it, okay? So keep that in mind. That's how that goes. One more thing I want to mention is social media. I want to throw that in there as well. So I am on Instagram, Creative Encounter Podcast. I click on that. And this is the page here. So as you can see, the way that I have it laid out, right here in my description, I always post what the that week's episode is and whoever was the guest. So since it was just me, I'll put my name here, Juezzy Payne Music. We got Linktree, click on add, and it takes you to different things. So I actually have to clean this up because we don't do Creative Encounter events any longer. But yes, but we are on Spotify and Instagram and Facebook and all of that good stuff. So yeah, and partner, of course, in the podcast. So all of that will lead you. So if I click on podcast, then it's going to go ahead and route to, let's see, answer that. So it's going to go ahead and route to the podcast channel, okay? But back to Instagram. You want to be able to have some type of platform that you're promoting this on. I also have an email list that I send out the podcast to through Juezzy Payne Music. I'll go ahead and send a podcast because they are connected. But yeah, so these are all the episodes. And then if you see the thumbnail, it's typically the same. I get the square, put the title, and when you click on it, it goes into a little reel. I like to do mine with the title at the top, and then I go ahead and put the caption at the bottom, all of that, and et cetera, et cetera. So that's that. Yep, and then sometimes I'll jump in and just kind of talk like, yo, episode 50 is coming, throw in little things in between. But for the most part, I keep the same rhythm flowing, okay? You want that to happen. Another thing that I do, if you click here, you see Creative Encounter and Chandra. So what I do here is I'll send a collab request to the different individuals. So if I'm creating a new reel, I'll send a collab request so that their audience can see it as well. Once they accept it, it'll show it on both of your pages. And then that way, they can their audience can see the podcast. You get the more followers, you get more people checking out your stuff, and it just continues to grow and grow, okay? And that is it, y'all. All right, creative family. So I hope that those tips and tricks helped you guys out to start your own podcast. The whole trick is I want you guys to make sure to not overthink it. Not overthink it. If you don't have all the gear that was shown in here and all of that stuff, go ahead and start with what you have. All you need is a camera and something to record audio. That's essentially all you need. And it's uploaded to the platforms and get the message out. God has called you to share something, to share vision, to share mission, all of these different creative things that God is calling you to do to impact and change the world. And you need to get started. What better time to start than the beginning of the year, right? So go ahead and just start and dive into what the Lord is calling you to do with whatever you have. That is key, okay? I love you guys so much. I hope that this helped. Again, become a monthly financial partner with Creative Encounter. I would absolutely love that. And I would love for you guys to support Juezzy Payne Music as well. All those links are going to be in the bio below. And if this helped, go ahead and comment below. If you have any further questions too, let me know. I'm here to help. Love you guys and stay tuned for the next one.